This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
This is Mad Wednesday on Joy. We have Dean, we have Dylan, and we have Venus, but we also have a very special guest. It is Danny Weber.
Oh, hello, hello.
Hello. Thanks, everyone.
Yes, we have Danny from the Cocoa Butter Club coming and joining us. How are you?
I'm super good today. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Now, tell us, because the Cocoa Butter Club is happening again. It had a huge performance at the Arts Centre during midsummer, which was absolutely fantastic. But it's happening again next week. So tell us a bit about that.
Absolutely. So we have it every quarter, and we did have this awesome showcase at the Arts Centre in January. And otherwise, we're at the Melba Spiegelton in Collingwood.
So, I love that.
Oh, it's such a beautiful place. It's so lovely for those who've been there. The vibe is wonderful. And it's going to be a really cool showcase. Every showcase is different. So we have Indigenous and or people of colour performers. Anyone's welcome to attend. And we have a different lineup each time.
Such an interesting mix, having both Indigenous and people of colour. You have quite an interesting acronym, IAOPOC. What's the importance of bringing both those communities together?
Sure. So in a way, people of colour is a term that encompasses Indigenous people. No worries. That's usually what it's used for.
Yeah.
We prefer to use that acronym to call out that some Indigenous people, some don't identify as people of colour. And that can be due to the tone of their skin. And it's really important to note that this show isn't measured by how dark you are. It's not measured by how much colour or tone you have or pigment. It's really important to centre Indigenous folks in all our activism, any kind of activism, especially anti-racist or race-considered stuff. So I want to call out that this space does intend to centre Indigenous folks, hence the acronym highlighting Indigenous people at the start.
So it's all performers of Indigenous and people of colour all performing in different art forms or?
Absolutely. And I want to flag that, yeah, it could be someone might identify as Indigenous and a person of colour or either, you know.
Yes.
And it's important to...
Wait, did I just get it wrong?
No, you did. No, it's fine. You're fine. Yeah.
I
didn't explain it properly. Yes, so all different art forms. So, you know, you can expect to just be taken on a journey. Expect to come and see a whole bunch of things. It could be burlesque. It could be drag. There's often drag. I love drag. I haven't drag performed myself. Singing. There's going to be some wonderful singing on Tuesday. You might know Mama Alto.
Yes, yes.
And Tando. They're both people who've been on that stage before as well. So...
I guess what I think is really awesome, we've talked about it a bit here and there before on Joy, I'm sure you've been on plenty of times, but why that it was important to create this kind of performance, space is not the right word, because the Cocoa Butter Club really highlights performers that, I'm getting caught up in the acronym again, I'm getting caught up with it.
You could also say people of colour. It's more, I don't think anyone else uses that acronym, to be honest, but something that we want to highlight.
Okay, so we'll use that one.
Yeah, go for people of colour for now. Yeah, it was started actually in the UK, and there they refer to people of colour. And it was started there and translated really well here as well. It was started by Sadie Sinner of the Songbird, who's a performer as well, and her mission was to moisturise the thirsty performance scene with art by people of colour, because often... our voices aren't as heard. Often we aren't booked for as many gigs. And this can come down to our subconscious bias or just theatre preferencing.
Is
white
bias,
people.
Yeah,
so many different types of bias. So also, I think we're all aware, there's lots of talk about how do we be more inclusive to people of colour in our LGBT plus community. And having a performance space where people can go pay money and see this and support and listen is a really great way to actually take action. Often people are like, okay, I hear there's a problem, but I'm not sure what to do. And this is one thing we can do.
You know what? One of the things I think is really ace is just that there's a lot of explanation that we've just put around it, but I just love the fact that it is, you know, we are a group of people of colour performers, and this is a performance that happens four times a year that highlights these performers. Like, it's just that, you know, and I just think that's really awesome and really exciting to be able to come as an audience member and know you're coming to something that you can see in many different ways, but you make a concerted effort to go, I'm coming to support this, because you're right. Like, we were just saying about subconscious bias, but actually, you know, it is just bias. Like, we see more white skin in advertising, in so many things.
Are you saying there's racial discrimination?
That's, oh my God, I was trying to think of the word. Well,
saying?
I mean, it's It is discrimination, isn't it?
Yes. And it's alive still, unfortunately.
Absolutely. And sometimes people might be confused as to why there's a space like this. But putting aside the performers for a second, even the attendees often say this is the first and only space they've been to as people of colour where they feel totally like they belong there, where they're being centred. And whereas every other space, they feel a little bit on the sideline. Someone might be saying something that's racist accidentally. You never know what's going to happen. But here it's a space where they, for once, are prioritised.
Oh, fantastic.
And this is, I mean, and one of the things that you like to do within the space as well is kind of make a point to go, okay, people of colour should be sitting at the front. People of colour shouldn't be at the back or on the sides. You make a point with that in the audience as well, don't you?
Totally. It's interesting because this came about actually because at one of our shows, I think the people of colour just tend to sit on the fringes. They're just a bit more shy anyway. Mm. And someone made a note and said, why aren't they sitting at the front? So then the next show, we reserved tables at the front, said POCs to the front, and it was awesome because then during the acts, the POCs were getting up and dancing and creating this wonderful vibe and owning the space. And I think sometimes it needs to be said and made clear to make sure they have the confidence to take up that space because they're used to kind of shrinking away. They're not sure how to balance being queer, being of colour, all those things. So, yeah, I want to reiterate, like, anyone is welcome to attend, and we encourage white people to sit back a bit, whether that's physically or verbally, and just listen, because not only is there performers, but the MCs describe why the space is so important too.
It sounds really exciting. It sounds so fantastic. And, you know, every time, it happens 4 times a year, and every time you talk about it, there's just such an awesome buzz. So it's happening next Tuesday, but who are the guests that you have for next Tuesday's show?
Sure. So like I mentioned, we have two wonderful singers. Mama Alto is a jazz singer. Tando, she's appeared in Dreamgirls. Her voice just blows us away. We're so excited to have her back. We also have a drag queen. She's a First Nations drag queen called Zodiac.
Oh, lovely.
So that's really exciting. I haven't seen her perform before, but Krishna, my co-producer, has booked her, so I'm really excited. So it's, yeah, just side note, produced by me and one other person. We're both queer people of colour.
And you're both performers.
Yes, and we're both performers as well. So we're really excited to make sure we make it a really safe space and exciting space for them to perform in. We also have MCs, Davey Thompson, who often MCs for us. He's a gem.
And he's also a part of the Joy family.
Ah, yes. Yes, he is.
On Urban Dreaming.
That's true.
Look
That's
at so you great. Cross-promoting.
Oh. Love it.
It was on Tuesday night. You have to wait another 6 days.
Oh, no. Definitely check it out. He's a gem. And Raina Peterson will be our other MC. And they've performed before for us as well. And a huge part of the fam. Often we have Nayuka Gori. She doesn't live here anymore, though. So it's hard to get her to travel down or have the opportunity. Who else is performing? We have a comedian performing, too. I believe Ooh. It's Chido. Yeah,
I love this. So it's lots of different types of exactly. performing. Just it's like this awesome melting pot of performance.
That's it. And in the past, we've had like aerial acrobat. We have this time on Tuesday, Ms. Risk DJing, who I saw at Golden Plains, just blew me away. She's incredible. And she creates amazing spaces like this too. And that's the thing. People of colour creating art in multitudes of forms, but often it isn't as recognised. Often it's harder to have the financial backing, the community backing, especially if you're queer, to come forward with this. So it really, we really pick a lot of different art forms and showcase it.
Well, this is absolutely wonderful. It sounds great, doesn't
it's
it?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well done.
And it's before a public holiday. So go crazy.
What a way to celebrate your Tuesday.
And what a fun and diverse, beautiful thing that you've created.
Thank you. And I, you know, it started somewhere else and we thought, let's just try it here. We think the Melbourne scene wants this. And they really do. It's sold out. Thank you, Dean. It's sold out every time, wow. Every single time. And people say that the energy is electric. And that's the thing. I wouldn't want to create something that people don't want, but it seems like it's just what we need right now to celebrate and showcase and to learn. Because it's a wonderful space. When you see art, you can open your heart and actually take in different information, other people's experiences as well, without it being like an argument necessarily.
You are absolutely warming my soul right now with everything that you're saying. It makes me so excited. So it's happening Anzac Eve, Tuesday Anzac Eve at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent in Collingwood.
Exactly. It's 7 p.m. It doesn't have a super late finish, but obviously a lot of people will have the day off the next day too. So definitely come on by and get tickets are online. There's still plenty of tickets available.
Well, where can people grab their tickets?
Totally. So if you search the Cocoa Butter Club on Facebook, that's a great place to look. Otherwise, if you Google it should come up through Try Booking. And for full fare, it's $25, concession $18. And importantly, we always have $0 tickets for those who can't afford. Priority, of course, to people of colour. We call it Not a Fluff. You would have heard of this, right?
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. It's kind of an ungainly acronym. It stands for No One Turned Away for Lack of Funds. In for our midsummer show, other people could pay it forward to give people that spot.
That. I love that so much.
It's so important.
Not a fluff. Not a fluff. N-O-T-A-F-L-O-F. because you've just said it so fast. It just rolls off the tongue.
And we'll be putting all of the ways in which you can get tickets up on our social media this afternoon as well. So check us out on Facebook or on Twitter.
It is. Thank you very much, Danny Weber, for joining us on Mad Wednesday. This is Joy 94.9.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You could take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI events. Help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Go clothes shopping for Venus. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Do it now. Help this Joy podcast grow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.